Okay, we're just going to say five different ideas, short ideas, on Parshas Pinchas. Our learning should be in the Chas Rufur Shlema, Baruch Tzvi, then Rivka Basya. Parshas Pinchas is, you know, it's always usually the right before Shavas Batamas or the one right after Shavas Batamas, so there's going to be a lot of connections to the Shavas Batamas. So let's get started. Pasuk says in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tezvav, V'nei Gadol Mishpachosam, Litzvon Mishpachas Zifoni, L'chagi Mishpachas Achagi, the Shuni Mishpachas Ashuni. To be honest with you, just it looks like names and just talking about their families. It looks to be something very, very insignificant. Comes along the Baba Varevi and tells us there's something very, very important in this pasuk. It says, B'nei God, God is two letters, Gimel Dalet, not the word God in English, but God in Hebrew, right? Referring to Shevet God. And the Baba Varevi says that, you know, if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kuf Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara says that the letters Gimel Dalet stands for Gomel Dalet. To help people who are less fortunate than you, to be able to help other people. So he said, the Baba Rebbe said, there's two types of people in life. There's someone who wants to be a fanfare and tell everyone all about the chesed that they did, and you know, put it on Facebook or your text message, and you're telling everyone you did it. And there's someone who does chesed, or someone that does things for Abbas Yisrael. You do kind things, you keep it private. I'm sure you guys can think about what's the higher level when you keep things private. So that's exactly what the pasuk is saying. V'nei gad l'mishpachosam. When you're doing things for Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalet is a coder for Gomel Dalem, make sure it's the tzvon, safun, right? Safun is hidden, right? By the Avikomen. Don't make it a lechagi mishpachas achagi. Don't make it a whole holiday. Don't make it a whole festival. Start telling everyone that what you're doing. I think that's a tremendous lesson, especially now before the 3 weeks. When we're doing kind deeds and we're doing Avos Yisrael, when we're focused on helping other Jews, we don't have to start telling a million other people. We focus, make sure that we know that's the right thing, and we keep it to ourselves. Number two, if you go on just a few psukim later, Chavav Chavdalet, the Orchaim HaKadosh, it's just his yahrzeit, Motzei Shabbos. So I wanted to say a little something from the Orchaim. The Orchaim says on the pasuk, L'Yashuv Mishpachas HaYushuvi, L'Shimro Mishpachas HaShimroni. So basically talking about the family of Yisachar. And it seems to be something, again, very, very insignificant. But the Orach Chaim says an amazing idea. We know that Yisachar was the Shevet that was number one. What was the Yisachar's job? He was the one who learned Torah. He was the one, right? Yisachar Zvulun. Zvulun was the one who making Parnassah. Yisachar was the one who gets the... He was the LT guy. He was the one learning Torah, right? So says the Orach Chaim, says an amazing thing. What does the word Liyashuv Mishpachas HaYeshuvi mean? He says Yishuv is also the Lashon of Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas means that a person to be calm, to be patient, and a person should be able to take things one step at a time. So the Orach Chaim says an amazing thing. The Orach Chaim says when you want to grow in Torah, when you want to understand a Gemara Rosh Hashanah or a Tosus or a Ritva or a Sas Hemes, make sure everything has to be done patiently. It's not going to be done if you wanted to be able to get it out, do it quickly. It's not going to happen like that. Yisachar, one of the things to be Yisachar is make sure that you're Liyashuv Mishpachas HaYeshuvi. Make sure, and it's actually in the quotes, it's one of the 48 ways of Kinyan of Torah, is to make sure that you're Misyashiv Libo B'Tamudo, to make sure that you're patient and you're learning. Make sure that you're not just trying to be able to, you know, get right to the end. Make sure to do things one step at a time. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three is from the Baal term, Chavzayin Yud Gimel. So, there's a reason why I like starting Parsha early in the week, because a person should, you're not just waiting for Shabbos to get, you're living throughout the Parsha, throughout the whole week. So if you look at the Baal term, and Chazayin Yigimel, the Pasuk says, by Aaron HaKohen. Right, the Pesukim are just telling us different things that happened. And the Pasuk says that Aaron was gathered. Kasher Nesaf Aaron Achicha, Aaron was gathered onto his nation, onto his brothers. So the Baal term says, if you look at the three words, Nesaf Aaron Achicha, that Aaron was gathered. He says, if you look at the Gematria, as we know, Yona likes Gematrias, Baruch Hashem. Nesaf Aaron Achicha is Gematria 486. And what is that Gematria as well? Says the Baal Torah. Zehu b'neshika. Gemar Bava Basra says in Yudzayin Amud Aleph. And Aaron, the way Aaron died is that Aaron died with a kiss. Aaron died with a kiss of Hashem. He says, if you look at the Gematria, Zehu b'neshika is 485. So if you want to be one of those Gematria haters, 485, 486, not the same Gematria, you know, Gematria, you're allowed to be one off, because the word itself can also count. So the Baal term says a very nice message. What does it mean Aaron was gathered? Aaron, his brother, was gathered? It was gathered dafka through the kiss of a Kodesh Baruch. Take it or leave it. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, I give you a bracha that one day you shall love gematria as much as the soul Yonah does. Move out of the idea number four. The pasuk says a chavzayin tezvav. This is more of a shmooze. This is just more a little bit of a raid, but shmooze raid. It's good. Not raid to go into someone else's bunk. We've all done that in our. Hopefully you didn't do it. That's a shame. The pasuk said, I wasn't there. I was always scared to. They always said that the principals were going to find out. And, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right? Perch Zayin pasuk tezvav. Vayidar Moshe Hashem Lemor. Is this thing recording? Moshe said to Hashem, saying, "Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'Chobaser Ishal Eida." So Rashi says over here, right after Tzlachot's daughters come to Moshe, start complaining that they don't have a chelik. Rashi picks up on a sifri, and he says that Moshe saw that his time was coming to an end. So what does Rashi say here? Lo diya shvachan shal tzadikim. To tell you the praise of tzaddikim, why? Kishneftar min olam manichan sarchan. When they're about to die, they put away their own needs, and who do they focus on? The oskim mitzarchet tzibur. They focus on other people's needs. And there's an amazing tzibur called Otsa Torah. Otsa Torah says, okay, what's the big deal here? Very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu just found out that, you know, he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he start worrying about everyone else. What's the message? So he says that's exactly the message of a leader. The message of a leader, or of a counselor, or of a parent, or a teacher, or any type of person in life, is when you're able to put to realize that you have your own need, and it might be very important, but someone else comes up to you at that time, and you're able to put your own needs aside and focus on someone else, right? How many times is this throughout the whole day? I'm sure this happened as a counselor, is that when someone's going on, you have to send a text message, or you have to focus on something, and like you have a kid who comes up out of nowhere and says, like, I don't know, like, I missed lunch, can you help me get lunch, right? To be a Moshe who says, you know what, you put your own needs aside, and you focus on that, and you focus on someone else, and that's what Moshe was able to do, and that's what Rashi says. The amazing thing was that right here, but Moshe's worried right before he's about to die. He's not talking about davening to get into Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about who's going to take over. Is who's going to take over after me? And that's when the whole thing happens with Yehoshua. And I think it's a tremendous message, especially now before the 3 weeks. We know that the 3 weeks we commemorate the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, but it's even more than that. The Shavuos Batamos, there's so much happened in Shavuos Batamos, whether the Chena Meraglim or talking about the Luchos being broken. There's so many things that we could focus on, specifically for Talmud Torah and for Avos Yisrael. But Moshe was able to put his own personal needs aside and focus on the Tzibur. And finally, the last and by far not the least, another Baal term. The pasuk says in Chav Ches Aleph. This is also more Yisrael Yonas type of Torah, but it's very good. The pasuk is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Tzavus Bnei Yisrael Amar Talem That's Kabbani Lach Mili Sharef. You write the famous thing that we read on Rosh Chodesh. So the Baal term says, if you look at the last letters, the Sofei Tevos of the words Moshe Leimor Tzav Es. So it's basically the end of Aleph and the beginning of Beis. So what's the last letter of Moshe? A Hey. What's the last letter of Leimor? A Reish. What's the last letter of Tzav? Tzav is a Vav. And what's the last letter of S? Is it tough? What does it spell backwards? It spells Torah. It says the Baal Torah, Sofi Tevos Torah, why? Lomar, to teach us. The Gemara says Menachas, and Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. Lomar Sha Osik B'Torah K'ilu Hikrif Karban. Gemara says that someone who learns Torah, it's like you actually brought a carbon. Every single morning we have an opportunity to bring karbonos. We're not just taking a break. When we come into this basement, just come into this room, we're not just bringing karbonos. It says the Baal Torah. We're bringing karbanos every single time you learn Torah. How do you know that? Because it's talking about the Karman Talmud. Specifically, when you learn Torah, it's not just a little thing. We're literally sacrificing ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's just review our five ideas we saw. We said that from the Baba Barabi number one. Person's going to be doing stucker. You're going to be doing B'nai God. How are you going to do it? You're going to do it Safon way? You're going to do it Chagim? You're going to tell people about it? You're going to do it in a hidden way? Even though there's a Maimar Chazar from last week's Parsha that says that when you do something for someone else's kid, you have to tell the mother about it, right? When you give a kid, you know, a certain piece of food, you should tell the mother about it. So I don't know how that goes with this, but at the end of the day, a person, when he does nice things, make sure that you do it in a hidden way. It says number two, the Or HaChaim, to be patient in Torah, Yashu, to be able to make sure you're not just running to try to get to the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of the page. You have to go from the Gemara to the Tosos to the Ritva and do one thing one step at a time. Then we saw from the Baal term, Nesef Aron Ochicha is Gematria Zeo Ben Zeo Ben Ashika. The fourth idea from the Otsa Torah says beautifully that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to put his own needs aside and focus on someone else. That's what it means to be a true leader, a true counselor, a true Jew. Even when you have something so pressing, right? Can you imagine Moshe just went out, he's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael? I'm sure he wanted to daven so much. But he's able to focus on, not focus upon himself, but focus upon Klal Yisrael, who's going to take over for me, who's going to take over for the Jewish people. And number five, the Baal Torah says, is that the soapy tables of over there, by Daven Moshe Leim, or Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, Dafka, that's the soapy tables for Torah. Why? Because when someone learns Torah, you're completely nullifying yourself to Chodesh Baruch Hu. Guys, I'll be honest with you, I was a Shana Aleph guy. When you're in camp, sometimes it's hard. You just want to chill out a little bit. It's such a bracha. I mean, for me, and I know for Rabbi Berman, it's such an inspiration to see you guys come in every day so committed, especially late at night. You know, I wasn't here if anyone didn't notice that last night. It takes a lot of commitment. So for you guys, it's not only just you think you're just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for us. You're doing it for the camp. So my bracha to you is that you should continue to take these measures of Avos Yisrael, that even on your own, you have your own pressing needs aside, to be like Moshe, to care about other people. And number two, obviously, continue going strong in Torah, Be'ez Hashem. That's what the Baal Torah says, that literally sacrificing a karma to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem, Yishevi Zochem.